Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Guaranteeing title, and this is all about something called marketability of title. We haven't talked about that before. And the other one is about estates and probate, and what do you do if you're an executor and you've got real estate and things to deal with. So on our first one, here's the setup. So the McDonald's, a couple in Ontario, bought a house, two-story house, and a couple of years after they moved in, all of a sudden, the second floor starts to sag. There's cracks in the walls. There's beams starting to look saggy-baggy. And they get an inspector in, and it turns out the previous owners did a renovation to the house, and they took out load-bearing walls on the first floor, a couple of load-bearing walls. And now the house is, like, dangerously collapsing. So they call the inspector. The City of Toronto gets involved. They say, you know, we're giving you an official order right now. We're going to slap it against the house. You have to get engineers in here and at least do interim repairs and supports until you can figure out what's going on. So huge problem. And it turns out there's no quick fix and it's going to cost them a bunch of money. So they go, okay, well, what about this? It's 2 years after they purchased. They didn't know about it. It's one of those things called a latent defect. Latent defects are ones you can't discover on a basic sort of inspection. Couldn't figure it out. So they looked back at their file and they went, "Oh yeah, we got title insurance when we bought this place. Let's look at the policy and see what it says." And in that policy with Chicago Title Insurance Company, it says, "We, Chicago Title Insurance, hereby guarantee and insure against marketability of title." Marketability of title. So forever in the law, marketability of title has referred to, what does your title exactly look like? You guys have all bought property, pretty sure. You've all looked at your title. It's got your name on it. It's got maybe a mortgage on it because you needed a mortgage. It's got a utility right-of-way, got some zoning regulations, got a restrictive covenant, it's got all those kinds of things. None of those affect your marketability of title. If you sell, you're going to get rid of your old mortgage. The new guy puts on his new mortgage. The utility rights away, restrictive covenants, zoning regulations, those all stay on the title, and none of them affect your marketability of title. On the other hand, if you look at your title and there's a builder's lien, or somebody sued you and they've got a judgment against the property, or the Alberta Health has put a health order against the property, those things do affect marketability of title. In other words, if you're going to market that title to me, I'm going to say, "Randy, I'm not buying that thing. I'm not buying that thing to get rid of the builder's lien or the writ or. So forever in a day, marketability of title has referred to the actual title. So, looks like the McDonald's have an uphill run when they're suing Chicago Title. What they're asking the courts to do is to say that this huge physical defect is actually part of marketability of title. They're going, you know, marketability of property is the same as marketability of the title, and that's our legal argument. And guess what? At the first level of court, the Ontario Superior Court, I think it was, the judge went, no. Marketability of title is totally different than marketability of the property. That's the way the law has been for 250 years. Here's all the relevant cases, all the precedents, and we're going to get the precedents. And so, no, you can't get any money from Chicago Title. They said to themselves, "Well, we still don't think that's right." So they appealed the decision to the Ontario Court of Appeal. And the Ontario Court of Appeal, in a huge, long, very hard to read and understand decision, ended up saying that a latent physical defect was actually marketability of title. So they've extended the notion of marketability of title over to including marketability of the property. They said, these folks can't sell this house until this sagging walls and collapsing house is fixed, And so because marketability of title now includes that, Chicago Title, you have to pay. Now, why do we care about that here in Alberta? It's because of this thing called precedent. You know what a precedent is? You say, where's Constantine? He's here somewhere. There he is. Constantine, no, I'm not going to give you a ride to work this morning, because if I do it this morning, then you're going to expect it every morning, and that will set a precedent. So I'm not doing it. So precedents are set by courts. When courts make a decision, if it changes or affects the law, that's a precedent, and other courts look at that and decide whether they're going to follow it. There's lower courts, kind of medium influential courts, and high courts. The Court of Appeal in any province is the highest court in the land. The provincial courts are the lowest ones. And so provincial courts can't tell courts of appeal what to do. It's the other way around. And I told this story last night. I think it's a great story. I was in one of my rare appearances in court, and a lawyer was trying to convince a provincial court judge that he could overrule a decision of the Court of Appeal. There was a decision of the Court of Appeal that was right on the point that the lawyer was arguing, and he's saying to the provincial court judge, you don't have to pay attention to that. Come on, step out. You know, make some new ground here. And the judge said, Mr. Smith, there's a pecking order at the courthouse. I'm a little pecker. Court of Appeal is a big pecker. And little peckers don't overrule big peckers. And that's the pecking order. So that's the way precedent works. Now, we got 10 provinces and territories. Ontario is the most populous province with the most going on, and their Court of Appeal is the most influential Court of Appeal in the country. Of all the provinces, they're the biggie. So if they make decisions, pretty much everybody looks at that, and they will, if it fits, follow what the Ontario Court of Appeal has said. Chicago Title said, that's BS. It's never been that marketability of title means marketability of the property. We're appealing to the Supreme Court of Canada. So they launched their appeal, and the Supreme Court of Canada either decides to hear the case, or they decline to hear it, and they never give reasons. If they're not going to hear it, they just say, we decline to hear it. If they decline to hear it, it means that they've looked at it and they don't think there's anything wrong with the case, or it's not important enough for them to put on their docket and decide. So they looked at what the Ontario Court of Appeal said and they went, we're not going to hear this appeal from Chicago Title. So now we have the most influential Court of Appeal in Canada who's made a decision. Supreme Court of Canada says we're not touching it. So that is the decision. So that's a bit of information on precedent and why this decision of the Ontario Court of Appeal is so important. So having said all of that, who the heck cares in Alberta? What do we care about that? What do we care about that? Well, the reason we care is that this question of marketability of title doesn't just affect title insurance companies. Real estate purchase contracts sometimes say, hi, I'm the seller, and I'm guaranteeing that I have good and marketable title to my property. Oops. If a seller says he has good and marketable title to his property, and it turns out that there is a latent defect, remember, those latent ones are ones that nobody knows about, and presumably not the seller either. The seller could end up being responsible for something he has no clue about, and that's all the rules have been changed. So that's why it's important to us in Alberta. All right, I don't want everybody to panic. Our basic real estate purchase contract that we have, there's a 2016 version, is pretty good, and it does not say in there that sellers are guaranteeing marketability of title. Okay, so we're kind of covered there. It also has the seller saying, I don't know of any latent defects in my property. But the area contract, the brand new 2016 area contract, is not the only contract around. Especially if you go out in rural areas, there's lots of old scrappy forms of contract that sometimes say, seller is saying, I have good and marketable title. Commercial contracts, if you're buying commercial buildings, are all over the map. So if you are selling a property, you have to consider whether or not you are trapping yourselves by telling your buyer that you have good and marketable title. So that's really the main nugget in why that's important. So anyway, let's see what we really learned out of this. So I think you just have to have that in your mind, that this is a new concept of marketability of title. And you can say to your lawyer, you know, in the case of McDonald and Chicago Title, I mean, I think we have to look at that, don't we? And he'll go, holy crap, what have they been doing? Anyway, talk to your lawyer if you're using other than the standard residential real estate purchase contract to sell a piece of property. Make sure your contract doesn't say you're guaranteeing marketability of title. Make sure your contract says that you're not guaranteeing latent defects. Now, this current contract says the seller warrants that there are no known latent defects. Just make sure you don't get somebody to amend a contract to make you promise there aren't any. If you don't know about them, you shouldn't be promising they aren't there. If you're a buyer, don't think that because we have this McDonald case that title insurance will cover you if there's, you know, a deficiency problem. Your best bet is still a really good home inspection from a really thorough inspector. I like engineers to be my inspectors, and I've got a couple. You know, there's lots of good inspectors, and I don't say you have to be an engineer, but they have a kind of a keener eye, I think. I think they probably would have seen in this house that walls had been taken out, and they would have poked at that a little more. How was that supported? Where are the beams? And always ask the seller if there are any issues or defects that might affect the buying decision. Even if they've declared there are no known latent defects, I like to ask my sellers, so is there anything about this property that I should know? Is there anything that would kind of make me not buy it? Just, you know, tell me. See if you can get anything out of that. Sometimes sellers won't respond. So that's marketability of title.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.